there's two very broad strokes on different types of people, and this can apply to men or women. People that tend to be more on the extrovert side and people that tend to be more on the introvert side, not meaning shy or not shy. Extroverts tend to process quickly, and they tend to process out loud. They talk about what they're thinking. Introverts tend to process internally. They need to listen, take the information in, and then they decide what they're thinking, which is why an introvert and an extrovert, if you have that in a marriage, it seems like one person always wins, the extrovert, because they come up with things and the introvert doesn't know what to say. 10 minutes later, they think of the perfect response. So those are two of the factors. And then you mesh those with the fact that most people tend to be driven either by fear or anger. Someone who responds with fear tends to withdraw from a conversation, whereas someone that's driven more with anger tends to press forward and try and deal with it. So you've got your anger-driven extroverts, your fear-driven extroverts, your anger-driven introverts, and your fear-driven introverts. And just understanding the basics of how those work, neither one of them is wrong, but if we understand the other person, it shows us not to back someone necessarily in a corner if they're an introvert and try and force them to express their feelings. Men usually don't know what they're feeling. Instead of asking a man, what are you feeling? Just say, what are you thinking? Because that's much more concrete. We went and saw the movie Sully the other night. And as I was watching that, we were thinking about the fact that when Captain Sully landed that plane on the Hudson River, he became a hero. And most guys, when they were watching that, I think there was a little thing tucked away in the back of their brain that said, boy, I wish I could have done that. Because we want to make a difference. We want to be a hero. But most of us aren't going to have that opportunity. In fact, Captain Sully didn't have that morning. He didn't get up and say, I think I'm going to hit a flock of birds today and save 155 people. It's just that wiring to really want to do something that makes a difference. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be making a difference in his world. If he can be a hero to his spouse, we painted the baseboards. I painted the baseboards on our house after 9 years of living here. I just noticed they weren't painted after all those years. And so when my wife came home, I wanted to be a hero. I wanted her to notice, but I knew that wasn't fair. So when she came home, I said, could you come in the bedroom just for a minute and ooh and ah over the baseboard? And she said, yeah, let me put my stuff down. Give me 2 minutes and all. And so she came in, and of course she said, ooh, ah. And then she said, you know what? That really does make a whole difference in the room. Thanks for doing that. You did a great job. And so we played with it, but I got to be a hero in that way. It gave me everything I needed. I don't have to bring down planes, but I just want to be recognized and make a difference in the life of the person that means the most.